This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, good morning.
Guten Morgen. We're like Phil and Frank.
What up, buddy?
Phil and Frank, Covino and Rich. Normally on from 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East, Monday through Friday. And we have a bonus podcast if you guys want to see what you hear called Overpromise, because Blubber Lips Davis usually overpromises things we never get to. But we get an extra hour in for the DP show. So anyway, good morning. Hope you had a great Tuesday night. Hope you enjoyed your tacos. Hope you enjoyed whatever it is you're watching. Hope you enjoyed your NBA, because that's the focus now. Got to switch your focus back to the NBA and baseball, of course. My Yankees are on fire, so that gives me something to be excited about.
You know, it does prove my point, though. I always say, if you want to marry someone, as Macho Man Randy Savage once asked Miss Elizabeth, will you marry me? As Rocky Balboa said, yo, I don't know if you'd mind marrying me too much. If you get married, I think you have to date someone a full calendar year. I really do think a woman needs to see how you act through the seasons of sports. Like, if some woman didn't know Steve Covino, my co-host, if a girl didn't know that you watch the Yankees every single day.
I mean, I'm not sitting there glued to it, but it's on. Why wouldn't you? I'm never the guy that's sitting there and the TV's not on.
But I'm saying, like, I've been out to restaurants with you in the summer, the dog days of summer, as they say. And you got your phone and the Yankees on while we're trying to have, like, a conversation.
No, it's true. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, just your annual checkup.
It's taking your blood pressure, and you're like, yeah!
No,
I'll go,
you know,
Stan just got a double.
Dude, she's like, 150, that's really high. You need to stop moving. And she told me to put my phone down because I was holding it, watching the game.
You were watching the game while you were getting a physical?
It's so funny because it's so true. True story. It happened yesterday. So I was like, wait, hold on. 150, that's bad, right? She's like, yeah, but you have to stop moving. You need to put the phone down. And I was like, oh. So anyway, I was watching the game. I'm fine, by the way. They redid it. It was 112 or something like that.
And by the way, your phone only weighs a couple ounces, so don't think that's why your weight was higher.
No. Yeah. They didn't factor that in on the scale. But, yeah, no, I always have the game on. It's just that comfort food. We say that all the time. I don't need to be glued to it. I enjoy it, man. I like it. I love baseball. Baseball's back.
Baseball.
Feels nice. There's some controversy there. We're not going to really dive into it, but there's a lot of controversy on, hey, are you blaming the pitch clock on all these injuries with the pitchers and veterans like Verlander? A lot of talking heads are saying that, yeah, that could be it. There's a lot of factors, but it's just the style in which these kids are throwing nowadays. Everyone's going for that high heat. You know, you got pitchers aiming for 105 miles per hour now.
Got after that down high hate.
Yeah.
Mad Dog Russo style.
And a lot of some of these guys aren't that big, right? So you got these little dudes throwing all arm, 104 miles per hour nowadays.
Yeah.
They're going to blow out their arm.
You know,
so a lot of injuries in baseball. And I hate that they're bringing up the pitch clock, because I'm like, stop with that, because it worked.
You know,
it's working. Get out.
When you talk about problematic trends in sports. We don't need to dive into this because I do want to talk about the NBA. Yeah. I want to talk about the Masters a little this weekend.
Oh,
not so much about golf, about the food.
Later in the show, midweek major, your biggest headlines in the world of sports and pop culture. Danny G is going to break them down, and we decide, are they mid-week or major headlines? We do it every Wednesday.
But when it comes to trends in sports, that you notice that it's gone a bit overboard in the NBA and college hoops. We talked about it the other day. If you see the, quote, spray chart of an NBA game from 04 compared to 2024, there's not one mid-range shot at all. It's three-pointers or in the box.
I mean, thanks, Steph, for that.
You could say...
changed the game.
You could say that was a change that went a bit overboard in the world of sports. In baseball, I've heard not just Verlander, I've heard announcers, like you said, talking heads, MLB, FS1, ESPN, everyone's talking about it. But baseball pitchers, to get a look, the same way we accept guys hitting 200 because, man, extra base hits, they rip some doubles and home runs, we'll overlook the fact that they bat 208. When it comes to pitching, the idea that you'll take a prospect that throws 100 over a guy that's got great stuff, but he throws 92.
Yeah, they're basing it on the potential that this guy throws cheese.
And
this guy throws
it's not
heat.
Good. It's like, I mean, I get it. I'm not a scout. I don't know as much as the people that analytically do this for a living.
And then that young kid blows his arm out.
But, yeah, there's a reason. Because the precision and, the skill of, having multiple pitches and mixing it up and mixing up speeds and locations and throwing 90. If you threw 92 any other time in baseball history, you got major league stuff. Now if you're a high school or college kid or trying to get drafted, he throws 92. I don't know. I don't know, Johnson.
Exactly. So that's one of the things going on. You brought
man.
Up baseball. I'm telling you, I'm loving it.
It's problematic.
You just got to keep your fingers crossed with these high-profile pitchers. So anyway, thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's been a fun week so far. And we close out our three-day spectacular today with your feedback and your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox at Covino and Rich. Let the wild rumpus begin.
Yeah. Now, you know how on the West Coast, you know how you know it's early? Because I'm preparing with you guys, looking at stuff for the show. My phone goes from night mode to regular day mode again. I was looking at the NBA standings and went from my black screen to white. So when you look at the NBA standings, do you find it to be something the NBA probably hates when you look at the bottom of the West and you realize that, man, that's where the excitement is. And a couple of these teams are going to be out come the play-in. And, the emphasis on the postseason always trumps the regular season in the NBA. But when you see the fact that the Suns, Lakers, and Golden State currently are three of the four teams that are in the play-in and at the top of the West.
You left out the Kings just to upset Nick Cope.
Oh, I know. He's upset, yeah. He's a big Kings guy.
They're eighth in the West.
But you know what? Even last year, light the beam. People were in on the Kings, right? So the fact that you got the Suns, Kings, Lakers, and Golden State in the play-in series, as of now, I think I like Minnesota and OKC and Denver, who will likely repeat, let's be honest, or have a good chance at it. Is the top of the West boring compared to the bottom of the West as far as marquee names?
I don't think there's any question what the networks want and what the casual fans want to see. Is it good for basketball to have the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and OKC, the Clippers, all of them up top? I mean, it's good for these smaller market teams. I don't think anyone else is excited about that, though.
Well, so I'll push back just a little bit. The Timberwolves have been a lot of fun to watch this season, especially Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, yes, I agree. I'm just saying
tied
that
for first with the Nuggets. It's good ratings-wise, Rich. You're right.
What a big game tonight between the two of them at the top, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But, let's take it back to the hot topic over the last week, just for 10 seconds. What was the narrative with, man, women's sports, collegiate, will it translate to the WNBA? It's all based on the names. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. I mean, take away those names.
We're appeasing boneheads, though. That's the truth.
No, I mean,
you
want
to see good basketball or you want to see marquee names? And that's really the problem with everything. You know, how many people get excited about Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, just because it's two names you're excited about? Meanwhile, there's great fights every weekend. I keep saying, well, what about Munguia Canelo on May 4th? What about Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia? They're fighting on 420.
You're on drugs. You're on Mike Tyson's edible ears if you think that more people care about Canelo Munguia.
More people are going to care about the heavyweights or the big names or the sexy headline, which is Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul. And that's you or that's us expecting or caring more about these bigger market teams when clearly these other teams are playing better basketball. But I'm with you. Yeah, there's nothing sexy about it.
Well, Danny, let me ask you.
Even though, hold on. Actually, Danny G brings up a good point. If you think there's nothing sexy about the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, how about you tune in tonight and see for yourself, yo, maybe I should be more excited about it.
Man, you really think Anthony Edwards is sexy, huh?
Yeah, but they're tied for first, right?
Timberwolves actually own the tiebreaker because they've beaten the Nuggets this season.
Timberwolves have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
They got no Carl Anthony Towns. Anthony Edwards leaning on him.
And imagine them when Cat comes back.
So maybe now's the time you do get invested so you don't feel like the schlub that needs the Warriors and Lakers in there. And you could see the future matchup here.
I get it. Listen,
today's a perfect opportunity to shift that narrative a little bit.
The question really is. And again, you could tie it to the women's NCAA final that got better ratings than the men. You could tie it to last year's World Series where you know baseball didn't love Diamondbacks versus Rangers.
Oh, absolutely not.
So do you, as a sports fan, do you dumb it down and say, give me the big names? Or do you really want to see the teams that are the best? Because if you want to see
that, you know who loved that World Series? Rangers fans and Creed. Scott Stapp benefited the most.
Big comeback for Creed because of that.
Big comeback. But you're right. That's a great example. It was a good World Series. You know, props to the Rangers. Rangers, Diamondbacks. MLB did not want that.
You don't think they wanted Bryce Harper?
I don't know if the MLB doesn't want the ratings.
You don't think they wanted the Dodgers?
They
wanted the Braves, Acuña? You don't think they wanted those names?
Yeah, but you know what? On the flip side, there's a lot of people sick of that. You know, there's always going to be someone that's going to be like, yeah, you know, I'm sick of seeing the Dodgers. Or I'm sick of seeing the Lakers. Who cares about the Lakers?
You know what the Yankees and the Braves did?
Sick of the Warriors in there all the time.
In the 90s, they gave ratings to Major League Baseball.
What? By the way, Rich, hold on. Before you really dive into your point here, hey, man, rewind it 10 years ago. We were thinking the same thing about the Warriors when they started lighting it up. Who were the Warriors? You're first got to say that Danny Tanner was the only fan that you knew.
Wake up, San Francisco.
And then, you know, you flip the script, and now they're a marquee team. But before they started winning, no one cared about them.
True. Big market, though. San Francisco, Bay Area. But you are correct. But as a casual or diehard fan, wherever you lie on the spectrum of fandom in the NBA, you know you're going to watch the NBA playoffs. Do you dumb it down and say, I want LeBron, I want Steph, I want KD, or do you say, well, no, if those are the bottom-feeding West teams that can't get it together, I want to watch.
I do for
the
Nuggets
and
selfish
the
reasons. You know, Danny G's a big Lakers guy. It just makes our conversations on the air more fun. It just does. And, you know, it's good for basketball to have LeBron and the Lakers up there doing
well, this
it big.
Would be a good time to ask you guys then, would you miss work if you had nausea and a headache?
Anthony Davis style.
So bummed last night. The Lakers really needed him against the Warriors. I mean, when Draymond Green is hitting his first 5 3-pointers in a row, the Lakers were definitely lacking defense, especially on the perimeter last night.
There are times you see that Warriors team.
Call me old school. Rich always brings it up. I'm sorry to interrupt you, man.
No,
it's your point, buddy. You're the one that says often here, because we roll our eyes at other people that are quick to call out. The level of tolerance that people have when it comes to sickness and pain is just so drastically different.
You don't know, and you never know, right? Because you don't know what other people feel.
Because you feel like you'll push through and other people cry about it.
That feels like a really deep statement. I'm not high, everyone.
You don't know what other people feel.
You could be residually high from last night.
I know how
this guy goes to bed every night on edibles.
Let me ask you this. When you see someone, they're like, yeah, I'm calling in sick today. I'm not saying be the guy that brings your flu or vid to work, but I'm saying, aren't there times
quick to do that?
Aren't there times where people call out and you're like, are they really that sick? And then there are times where you still get the job done when you're feeling sick, or like you never know the threshold of pain. If someone's like, yeah, my calf's a little sore, what they might say is enough for them to sit out. You might be like, no, I'm good to go. I'm a little banged up, but I'm good to go.
Yeah, or you'll just push through. Unfortunately for Danny's Lakers,
a little nausea, a little belly ache, a little bad.
My belly hurts.
A little bad taco on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you do got to give AD some props because he has played in most of the games this season.
Oh, no doubt.
And I think over the last couple of years, he's proved the critics wrong about his toughness and durability, because obviously the whole street clothes thing and all that, he was getting such a bad rap. And he's risen above that, but the Lakers really did need him last night.
Well, they did, because you put yourself in a position where now you're the 9 seed currently. The Lakers were probably hoping, can we sneak in that 6 seed just to avoid this whole play-in thing, get a little rest, get prepared? But now that's not going to happen. Because as we stand, the Pelicans have 32 losses, the Lakers have 35, which means it's not going to happen. And there's teams in between them. But let us ask you, the Fox Sports Radio Nation, the Dan Patrick fans that we're talking to, do you want to always see the marquee names, or do you like that fun, maybe smaller market team that's hot, that finally built a team, all their rookies, all their young players are finally gelling like Magellan? Or do you say, No. Let's be honest. We want Steph. We want LeBron.
Yeah, but isn't that what you always say you love about the NFL, is the parody of the NFL? Like when you're seeing it getting mixed up here in the NBA.
NFL's different. I'll tell you why. Because the NFL.
Bring it up. Why do you think it's different?
The NFL is different because you could watch the two most bunk teams in the NFL and still watch. I don't think you can say the same about any other sport. I've always say the example
of. You can't say that about baseball. That's a guarantee. Yeah. NBA feels a little more borderline than baseball.
I don't know. All right. If I told you, give me two teams you couldn't care less about in football. But maybe if I told you Cleveland against the Titans.
You're still tuning in.
You're watching the Browns
Titans.
You're
still paying attention.
Yeah. But if I told you it was Nets Kings on a Tuesday night, are you watching? No.
I don't know if it's so much about those teams, though. It's about the schedule, and every game counts a little more.
If I told you White Sox Mariners on a Sunday night.
Again.
You're not watching.
Because there's so many games that it matters less. The schedule's different. By default, the NFL games are just going to matter that much more. So, based on that, guys, are you getting hyped, or is it a buzzkill to see the bigger teams lower in the Western Conference?
Let's play it out for 1 second, and we're going to get to a lot of stuff today. A lot of fun here. Kavino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. As of right now, if the playoffs started today, you got the Suns and the Kings, 7-8. Let's play it out. Who wins? Let's just say
the Kings, bro.
The Kings.
The Suns are distracted. Right. Devin Booker's worrying about his hair.
Kings. Kings win.
Devin Booker worried about his hair implants.
Light the beam.
He's saying that's not true, though.
That's not him.
He's saying that's not him. That's a side story.
So let's say Kings are in.
Doesn't look like him, though.
Now you would have the Suns, the Lakers, and Golden State vying for one spot. That means KD, LeBron, and Steph, two of those three are not even in the postseason. The NBA hates that, probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't. Maybe they say, you know what, let's start promoting that next generation of young stars. I saw somewhere on social media, it was like KD without Steph. So I actually looked it up myself. I'm like, oh man, what is his postseason record? Danny, it wouldn't shock you if I told you KD without the Warriors in the postseason isn't the star you would think. With the Warriors in the postseason, Kevin Durant is 38-10 with multiple championships. Not on the Warriors, Kevin Durant is 63-55, slightly above 500, and since leaving Golden State, hasn't made it past the second round of the playoffs. So maybe KD's not the star that we think he is anymore. You would think he is, but on paper.
I mean, he definitely needs help.
But he doesn't have it?
Masterful scorer. No, he does. I'm just saying
he's looked at his age, too. I mean,
he had it with the Warriors.
We remember him his rookie season with a Sonics jersey on.
Right? It's a long time ago. So, hey, your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox as we get closer and closer, as we inch closer to the NBA playoffs. What do you think? Forget what the NBA wants. Forget about ratings. What do you want? Do you want the marquee guys?
It's just a matter of, are you a casual fan? Who do you root for? Things like that. As a casual NBA fan, yeah, I want to see the Lakers. I want to see the Warriors. I want to see the teams and names that I'm more familiar with because that's exciting to me. But again, that's a bonehead mentality. I'm the first guy to admit that.
I mean, you could say bonehead or you could say it just brings the excitement. Like you said, if it was the baseball playoffs right now, fast forward to October, you probably want to see.
The Tigers would be in.
Yes, you said Tigers would be in. You know, Pirates would be in. But you know what you want to see? You want to see Dodgers, Braves. If you didn't, if it was not, what if it was Pirates, like Diamondbacks?
But you could get the greatest matchup out of it. And that's really what matters the most. You know, you left, we were in Vegas this past weekend, 2 weekends ago, for that Rolly Romero Pitbull Cruz fight.
Yeah.
And Fandora versus Tim Tszyu. You left because they weren't sexy names.
I did.
We broadcast it, and Rich left before the fight started because he's like, I don't care about these names. You know what you missed? Some of the greatest matchups and greatest fights I've seen all year because you fell into that trap. And that's what I'm saying. Like, just because these aren't sexy teams and sexy names doesn't mean we're not going to get some really great basketball and matchups as a result.
All right. Do you need the sexy names or not? We'll get to that. Plus, some more NBA. And when would, this is a good question. Danny Geith had this thought based on one of the games last night.
Yeah.
When has your team embarrassed you as a fan the most? We'll get to that. Plus, we'll talk a little Masters, but not golfing, the food, and a bunch more coming up. In for Dan Patrick, it's your buds, Covino and Rich.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's Rich Davis. I'm Covino. In for Dan Patrick. Covino and Rich. Talking some NBA. Going to talk embarrassing moments in a minute. But, Rich, I wanted to bring this up because I will forget because I'm a pea brain. We were talking about Anthony Davis being out yesterday. Talking about the Western Conference. All the big teams are at the bottom. You got the Timberwolves and Nuggets playing tonight, tied for first. But smaller market, some would say boring teams because they're not sexy up at the top. OKC, the Clippers. But we were talking injuries for a minute because you were saying that even when I'm at the doctor, I watch baseball all the time. And I said the big baseball story is how these young pitchers are getting hurt, right?
Oh, there's a pressure. A pressure to throw 100 miles an hour or you don't get looked at.
Well, there's two storylines there. Is it the pressure of flame throwing in the bigs and overextending your arm and pushing yourself to that limit where you're getting hurt? Or is it the pitch clock? You're rushing and there's a difference now. And I'm like, yo, take the narrative off of that because I enjoyed the pitch clock. Have you seen the footage of Ozzie Guillen?
Look what name I just wrote down.
Swear to God.
Ozzie Guillen. Ozzie Guillen's like, look, back in the day, people drank beer, ate hot dogs, didn't work out, and no one got hurt.
He's like, because you can't pull fat. And I was like, what?
You can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat. I'm like,
you can't pull fat?
You can't be he. I was like, what? He's saying, Danny G, have you heard this theory? And it's good because there's some truth to it, I think. But no one really wants to believe it.
You can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat. He said the dudes that were drinking beer, the dudes that were eating hot dogs, never hitting the gym, they played the entire season his whole career. The ones that are hitting the weights, the ones that are pushing that extra mile, looking like an Adonis at the gym, are the ones getting hurt all the time. And there's so much truth to that.
Yeah.
Think about this. Think about from your own perspective. Rich said this the other day, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. Rich was saying how he felt great because he hasn't gone to the gym, so he's not sore. Right? And I started thinking, Ozzie Guillen.
It sounds.
Because you can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat.
Danny, I'm finally feeling 100% again. I was sick for a couple weeks. I didn't go to the gym. In my mind, I feel like a slob, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to get back out there. But I feel limber. I feel not a pain
and
in my
what?
Body because.
Our guy who does the videos, who's not here this week, Spot, he walks around like he's an Adonis, right? He walks around like he's a Beefcake Strongbow, like he's a bodybuilder. And you know what he does all the time? He's always hurt, and he's always complaining about his shoulder
surgery. Limps. He limps around, not limps. Walks around.
He got a rotator cuff like he's in the MLB.
Yeah, it's hard on your body.
Yeah.
Rich, you finally had time to recover.
Danny, our buddy Spot, who's not here to defend himself, which I like, but we've known Spot for 20 years. He was a lazy pile of goo for the first 18 of those 20 years.
Guess what? He was never injured.
He's been
Tell us how you really feel.
He's been, he was a slob. I know.
I've heard you say this in front of him.
But he was never injured. That's the point. And now he comes in complaining all the time about his back and everything else. And that is what's going on in professional sports.
Yeah.
It's the change of focus of looking a certain way and pushing yourself to crazy limits. That's why these guys are hurt all the time.
Why do you think, what did Colin say?
I think there's truth to it.
Will Levis, I don't want to see his biceps. You know, it's a little turnoff sometimes where a guy's too ripped. I'm going to give you two baseball names and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Of guys that are, quote, Adonises.
You can't pull fat.
But they're always hurt or done. Because you know what? What can't you pull?
Fat. You can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat, as Ozzie Guillen said.
You can't pull fat.
How often was Babe Ruth on the IL? Guy had more hot dogs and protein shakes. Two guys that come to mind. Your dude, former Marlin, now New York Yankee, Giancarlo Stanton, who I believe played high school ball right over here in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, injured all the time.
Giancarlo might be the number one specimen in Major League Baseball. The guy finally trimmed down and he cut the gym a little bit out of his routine. And what is he right now? Knock on wood, healthy.
Yeah, he's playing really solid. You know, maybe it keeps him in the lineup.
Let me give you one more guy that was throwing heat.
I just thought that was a really funny clip, and it sounds really stupid, but there's so much truth to that.
Can't pull fat.
Yeah.
Can't pull fat.
There's so much truth to that.
Ozzie Guillen. The other guy is a guy that is almost like a superhero throwing heat. In fact, high heat, as Mad Dog Russo would say. Former Met, Dodger, Angel. Guy's been around the world in I by now. Noah Syndergaard. Thor. This guy's 6'6", chiseled. Looks like a superhero.
Because you could pull muscle, you can't pull fat. Guy's career's practically over in my mind.
No, I mean, it might already be, right? I mean,
unfortunately. So anyway, sorry to bring it back to that. But a lot of injuries in basketball, a lot of injuries in baseball, and that's the big storyline there. But back to the NBA, Rich.
Yeah, put a little bow on this conversation. When it comes to the lower seeds have all the hot names, and the high-tiered teams now are up and coming and young players that are gelling.
You might get really great matchups as a result, and it's your job as a fan to get excited about these younger names. And tonight is a great night to do that when you got the Timberwolves going at the Nuggets tied for first. So definitely check that out. You got two big teams in the Western Conference, two top teams going at it. And then last night, Danny G was telling us.
Hold that thought, because I just have two questions what you said.
Sure.
Based on you just saying the Nuggets, Minnesota, same record, they go at it. You know how
If you want your kids to care, tell them they're Dino Nuggets. Maybe they'll be more invested.
Oh, no, the Dino Nuggets are playing tonight. All my kids want.
Get the kids excited about it.
I just want to throw this out there because I feel like it's a sentiment you have every football season. Every football season, Covino says the same thing. He says, we could speculate, we could analyze, we can make predictions, but sometimes is it as simple as, Mahomes is going to win.
Yes.
Could we look at all this, but at the end of
I always say it's the usual suspects for the most part.
Could we say all day, like, well, the play-in games might be KD or the Warriors or the Lakers? Is it really just Joker and the Nuggets are going to repeat? And maybe the Celtics give them some trouble in the postseason in the finals, or if the Bucks get healthy and Giannis rests. Like, is it?
Stop trying to ruin it for all of us.
I was going to say, I don't want to ruin the whole NBA for everyone, but are we really just looking at the Nuggets repeating
all the hot air known as sports talk radio?
Yes,
that's what it is.
I don't want to take the hot air out of our industry.
No, but it's true. That's how I feel.
But I mean, I'd be almost shocked if it wasn't Nuggets over Celtics in six. Can we skip the whole playoffs? But probably not. But
well, in the East, you got to look at how the Sixers have come on
and Danny,
in the past couple of weeks with Embiid back.
You and I had a great thought about how, with the way Maxey and Embiid and the Sixers are playing, if you're the Bucks, Covino, I know you hate scoreboard watching, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how teams are ranked seed-wise, it would be advantageous of the Milwaukee Bucks to drop to that 3 seed because you don't want to play.
I feel like Rich heard someone else say that.
Advantageous?
On his way in today.
Do you say that at the bar with your buddies?
No, yeah. Rich was definitely listening to another radio show.
You think I was like,
it would be advantageous.
It's not advantageous to have another drink before you drive.
You guys are boneheads. Both of you.
Rich heard that on his way in today. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No, I hear what you're saying, Rich. All these teams claim they would rather play, or the fan bases at least, claim they'd rather play the Pacers.
If you're the 3 seed, you're playing the 6 seed. And right now, unless Indiana struggles and stumbles and the Sixers win, who would you rather play, Covino? The Pacers, 3-6 seed? Or would you rather be the 2 seed and maybe bump into a hot Sixers team? Or even Miami, a well-coached playoff team? I think the Bucks take the foot off the gas a little bit. Sometimes, I'm not saying lose on purpose, but, you know, now might be the time to chill.
What type of confidence are you playing with, though?
Also, some fans would argue, Rich, that the Bucks have already done that with Doc Rivers.
Yeah. That. Remember,
I never buy into that, man. I know it's smart strategy, but when you're at that level, you play with a confidence that you could beat anybody. I don't think that you're worried about things like that.
But we should mention Giannis got some good news with the MRI.
Yeah, the Achilles is fully intact, and it's a calf strain. And again, if you've ever hurt your calf, you don't need to be a pro to know this. That's a lingering, annoying injury, so you got to rest up. And, you know, the same way you would put an ice pack on it, he's probably has round-the-clock attention.
He needs to stop working out that calf because you can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat.
And by the way, speaking of the NBA, first quarter yesterday, Suns were down to the Clippers 35-4. 35-4.
It was that bad at one point?
Yeah, and the Clippers, no Harden, no Kawhi, must win at home.
No rerun, no rent.
No rerun, no rent. Right? No big stars. So Danny G was like, man, could you believe they were that embarrassed at one point? The score was 105-92 at the end, so it wasn't that bad. But at one point, again,
it looked a little closer than it really was.
Yeah, Suns were down to the Clippers 35-4, and it got us thinking of the most embarrassed you ever felt by your team. Because, again, they had to win. These games count. These games matter. Most embarrassed by your team, or maybe just the most embarrassed you ever felt. Start thinking about it. Just call 877-99 on Fox. We're Covino and Rich live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. And real quick, Rich, congrats to Dan Patrick listener Ray S.
Yo, Ray!
Yo, Ray!
Ray.
He's the Ray who won the DP Celebrity Bracket Challenge.
L. Ray.
And congrats to Todd Fritz. Todd!
Yo, Fritzy.
Nobody's cooler than Todd. Yes, the show's very own Fritzy, who won the Bracket Challenge amongst the celebrities. Check out the final standings at foxsportsradio.com. And our thanks to NetSuite because the DP Celebrity Bracket Challenge was powered by NetSuite.
People don't realize if Alabama had pulled up a crazy upset over UConn, Covino would have come in first place out of everyone.
Me. Yeah.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, as Gorilla Monsoon once said.
So, yeah, he invented that.
Yeah,
phrase.
He did.
Most embarrassed by you or most embarrassed by your team, we want to hear your stories.
Chris, hang tight. Everyone on the phones, hang tight. We'll take your feedback next. Covino and Rich in for DP right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Before we get into the hard-hitting, most embarrassing sports stories, Rich.
That's hard-hitting?
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes, buddy.
Didn't Cody Rhodes just win the belt from Roman Reigns this past WrestleMania weekend?
A lot of hype. WWE's WrestleMania 40.
Who
feel else? Old yet?
I mean, I'm going to sound old when I ask this question. Because I remember as kids, right, way back on a Wednesday, you had your champion, usually the Hulkster, brother. And then you had your Intercontinental champion.
Who comes to mind? The Honky Tonk Man?
No. For me, yeah, I remember that.
But Ultimate Warrior?
Yes, the Ultimate Warrior. Right? That maniac.
Yeah.
Who the hell's Damian Priest? I thought Cody Rhodes just won.
Ah, it's like another belt.
They say he's the WWE heavyweight champion. And I'm not downplaying the guy. I liked his interview. He was at Yankee Stadium. He's a guy from the Bronx.
Yeah.
And he was so humble to be there, and he brought his family to the stadium. And I know he's a big star and all.
Yeah, people love this kid.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not downplaying him. I'm just confused as to, well, how many belts are there now in the WWE?
Think about when we were kids. It was the...
Oh, they had the $1 million belt. So there was three when we were kids.
And, you know, tag team champions. They just added a couple belts over the years. And I think it's...
Yeah, Cody Rhodes had that white belt over the weekend.
Cody Rhodes has, like, I believe the universal, like, heavyweight champ.
What the hell is this nonsense?
Oh, coming from you, the biggest boxing fan I know, where every division has 12 champions? Who are you to say anything?
That's a great point.
I was going to say...
We should stop right there.
Kavino's confused by, you know... theater, wrestling, the male soap opera. You're confused by one extra belt. Meanwhile, we go to a fight. You're like, well, he's the WBO, but not the WBA, but not the Unified. But
well,
get out of here.
They kept saying that WWE champion Damian Priest was at the Yankee. I was like, I thought Cody Rhodes just won it. So
Who's the 147 champion?
Right now?
Yeah.
Terrence Crawford.
Or?
I mean, Sebastian Fandora.
Or?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Or?
You know what, though, Rich?
Who's the heavyweight champion? Tyson Fury. Or? Usyk. Or?
Yeah, I know.
Anthony Joshua.
You made your point. But I did have one question because I disagreed with one thing that the Yankees said yesterday before we get into some more NBA stuff. Like Rich said, I watch every game, so I'm always listening to their nonsense. And they said, they asked...
Do you have dreams about John Sterling's voice?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do. So They said they asked Damian Priest, the WWE heavyweight champion, of all the Yankees, who do you think would be the greatest wrestler? And they made it out to be like it was so obvious. And I'm like, I disagree with that.
Aaron Judge.
That was the answer. But you don't think Giancarlo Stanton would be a better freaking wrestler?
You're about to say something naughty.
No, it sounded like that. But you don't think he would have been a better choice? Stanton? He's got that sort of swag about him. He's got that eyebrow like The Rock a little bit. I feel like he'd be the guy.
No, let me ask you the corniest question ever then.
I think he'd look the best in a Speedo.
I was going to say, corniest question ever. What do you picture? Yeah, you know, because I know you obsess over the Yankees.
Yeah.
What are you picturing them wearing?
Stanton, definitely a black Speedo like The Rock.
A black Speedo? You're not picturing him with like
a... I picture maybe Judge in jean shorts like John Cena. And I picture Stanton like... I thought he was a better answer. I just did. But it seems so matter of fact that it was Aaron Judge. I'm like, Aaron Judge is too likable. Like, I don't know. He's not that guy to me. So anyway, enjoy your baseball. Enjoy your basketball. Again, we were talking about the Suns being down to the Clippers in a must win. It's like every game now is like a must win, right?
Well, must win or, hey, we want to win because we want to make our playoffs picture easier, more, you know, doable.
Yeah.
The Suns don't want to take part in this play-in.
They were down 35-4. It's like, did they even show up? Clippers had no Harden, no Kawhi, and they're losing 35-4 in the first quarter. Like, so embarrassing. They ended up losing 105-92. But based on that, based on this embarrassment, we wanted to talk about the most embarrassed you ever felt about your team. The most embarrassed you ever felt about your team, or maybe it's something that happened to you. It doesn't have to be about your team. Maybe it's something that happened to you in sports. Like, I heard someone here today struck out at softball.
I will say, and I'll pat myself on the back. Good ball player. But you know what?
Like Barry Horowitz?
He's
a champion still.
Embarrassing things happen to everyone, every team. And we want to hear your stories. Let's start with Chris in Wisconsin. Chris, you're on with Kavino and Rich. What's up, buddy?
Hi there, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I have
two things to go real quick. As far as the NBA, I think all those people, you know, they're going to say screw it, not watch if LeBron, KD, and Steph isn't in. But in general, if you're just a casual fan, I think you just want to see, like, good basketball. So, like, at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to matter that much by the end. As far as embarrassing sports stuff, I'm a Wisconsin sports fan, so anytime Aaron Rodgers used to open his mouth, pretty much was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the fall of the 2014 NFC Championship game, which is still crushing to this day.
Yeah, that onside kick that the Packers muffed against the Seahawks, that, to me, has got to be like a top five, like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I want you to think about these stories. Which ones embarrass you the most? We're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. Less your business spends, the more margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick right now.
Now, there's a lot being a Mets fan. Being a New York Mets fan, there's a lot of embarrassing moments. But one stands out the most.
You should just be embarrassed being a Mets fan.
Yeah, can I just generally say being a Mets fan? Could that be my answer? But I do have one, and I want to hear yours. I'll give it to you next. 877-99 on Fox, based on the Suns falling behind 35-4
in the
big
first
game, quarter. We'll get to your feedback next. More Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.